Hello, good day, everyone. Hopefully you're all more awake than we are. Welcome to another episode of the First Banners Podcast. We are coming at you live. I am your host, Kevin Finkel, joined here by my co-host and our favorite recurring guest.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? This is Ryan, coming at you early morning from the Tokyo area of Japan.
What is up, everyone? This is also Amit, aka Ikaros, and this is late here.
Yeah.
So we're all dizzy, I think.
Yeah, we're all sleepy.
And my excuse is I just drove like 6 hours back from a wedding, so we're all a little bit out of it today. But we are still coming at you high energy, hoping to bring you some information about Magic the Gathering and specifically the Pioneer format, which is what our podcast is all about.
Yeah. So you want me to jump us into the topic today, or do you want to introduce?
Yeah, I don't even know if I remember the topic. So why don't you go ahead and lead us into it, right?
Yeah. So a lot of people have been talking about Midnight Hunt recently, and you know we got the new Innistrad set that's coming out soon. So we thought we'd kind of, you know, just talk about it and touch on it a little bit at first, you know, to talk about the new cards and, you know, like the repercussions of the set. But then we're going to change it up a little bit. I thought, you know, we'd also talk a little bit more about mechanics because one of the things that, you know, is coming back is Flashback. We'll expand on that a little bit later. I just want to kind of introduce that. First off, let's just kind of get started with, like, what do you guys think of the Midnight Hunt cards that have been spoiled so far?
So if I can start, yeah, and be completely honest, until like 2 weeks ago, I didn't even know we get two Innistrad sets. I thought this was just the one. And this was supposed to be werewolves, right? And then they spoiled the zombie thing, and I'm just confused. I have no idea what's going to happen. What are we going to get? But the cards that we did get to see, they look sweet. And I love the callback with Champion of the Perished, and I love the vibes. I love the full art lens. I'm excited about this.
Yeah, I think Champion of the Perished is probably going to be the most playable one out of this initial, 10 card spoiler.
I'll already disagree with you completely.
Yeah. What? Well, I guess blue's always got something, right?
Consider.
Yeah, I think consider is going to be pretty big.
I mean, I'm colorblind. I don't see blue.
There we go. So.
But I like champion. So yeah, consider.
You know, go ahead.
I was going to say go ahead.
My first impression, just because I'm most excited about the set, is that a lot of my favorite tribes coming from this set and a lot of playable tribes in Pioneer, hopefully we'll be getting some new tools in here. So, you know, if I think about tribal decks in Pioneer, I'm certainly thinking spirits, vampires, humans, maybe zombies. Like, those are four of the sets, and I'm expecting vampires is the fifth. Werewolves is the fifth, which is a tribe that I would love to see get some actual cards. So if all five of those tribes get some actual cards in this set, that would be awesome for me.
Yeah, werewolves always felt like they didn't have enough cards. Like, it felt like they're on the cusp.
Yeah, you know, WotC just couldn't figure out what they needed. They couldn't give them some cheap creatures, probably. Or lords, or, you know, they need a little bit of everything. They need some help.
Hey, what about you, Emmett?
About my impressions from the cards?
Yeah, what cards do you like?
I mean, I like Consider a lot, but that shouldn't surprise anyone seeing that I'm basically only playing Phoenix in Pioneer for the past 2 months. But I am unreasonably excited for Champion of the Perished. First of all, I just love the design. I mean, the design, the callback, right? It's basically the same design as Champion of the Perished. And I don't know, it kind of... I'm attracted by the concept of a new flavor of Black Aggro in Pioneer. It's going to be refreshing. It's going to be interesting. We also got the new combo with, like, Shambling Ghast and Liliana, which is, like, well, it's a zombie combo, right? So that looks really cool to me.
I was going to say, I've been playing that. I played that deck a little bit on Modo, and, you know, this is a nice piece for that because, A, it's an aggressive piece, and, B, it's also kind of another combo piece. You know, this could be the other third piece to win with that combo.
Yeah, it just becomes arbitrary large, right?
Oh my god. But combo also, out, right?
And I do think that, like, Consider, Infernal Grasp, and Play with Fire all look pretty pushed. And these are, it's interesting because these are the commons and uncommons, right? It's not like the super insane rares. It's those cards that you're just gonna see play in a bunch of formats and gonna be really I think, impactful. So I'm excited. I think it's going to be a good set for Constructed.
So yeah, Play with Fire is basically Shock with Scry 1, right?
If you hit players. Yeah.
Yeah, so how is this better than like Wild Slash?
Because I think the Wild Slash clause, when it comes up every once in a while, this is going to come up much more often. Like, imagine playing against Burn and they're like playing the last card in hand and it's Shock and then you top deck another Burn spell. This gives them a much better look at this. This is like, I think, a significant upgrade. Okay.
Yeah, Burn does not activate the Wild Slash clause. They do not have four
power creatures. Yeah, exactly.
You know, at least the Lurrus version of Burn. It's so rare that it comes up, and I cannot remember the last time that it has had an impact either. You know, it just really, really does not show up in the format.
Okay.
I mean, I do think that this could even be good enough to play some copies of in Modern Burn. Because Scry and Burn is just really good when you're aiming it at the face.
Okay. Fair enough. And what about Infernal Grasp? So this is like, basically, I don't know. I mean, it's better than Doomblade, right? It's better than, what's the word I'm looking for?
Every single set we get a 2-mana black instant that destroys a creature and we say, hey, is this better than whatever our last one is? And I think that I don't think this is better than I don't think that this will replace our existing options.
Yeah. It has the least drawback, I think. You lose 2 life, sure, but if you're playing vampires, the vampire's like, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think some decks can probably use this to good effect. For like, even for vampires, you could play a couple of copies in the sideboard, and that could solve some problems he had in the past. I mean, we're playing Murderous Rider, right? And it's basically half of it, but cheaper. It doesn't hit blockers, though, I guess. Yeah. And obviously, the 2-3 lifelink is a big thing. I think it's going to be, like, played, but I think less than we might think right now, because we tend to underestimate how big life loss is. Look at Anguish I'm making. People were super high on that card. I think it never saw any play at all.
Yeah.
So, but it's still like 2 mana is very cheap. Having no restrictions, super nice. I think it's going to see play. But maybe not, you know, as 4-offs.
What do you guys think of Ren and Seven, the 5-mana, 4 different loyalty, 5 loyalty, sorry, it's 5 loyalty with 4 different abilities, Planeswalker. Will this see
I think play? It'll see play in Standard. I think that it might be a little bit weak for Pioneer, at least from my initial impression. I would like to see somewhere where this is playable, but I think that at 5-mana, green Planeswalker, I don't know, I feel like if we're not playing Nissa right now in the format, really, I have a hard time seeing where Ren and Seven fits in, so I would have to see, I'd have to see what kind of deck would want it. Like, maybe if some kind of, like, Bug Delirium deck shows up again, and, you know, has Nissa, maybe wants additional copies, maybe someone goes crazy and plays a, you know, like a 4-color Planeswalker deck like I love to do, that never does well, something like that, but I think right now it's a little bit better options in the format.
I like the 0. Put all your land cards into the battlefield tapped. I'm sure we could probably find something that puts a lot of lands into our hand.
There's Nissa's... there was like...
Pilgrimage?
Green, oh, they're like green where you look for your deck for like 3 forests or something like this and put them into your hand, I think. I always thought that card would see play and just never did.
I don't know. I'm excited. I think it could be busted in the future. You know, again, if you're playing green, you're probably going to be playing Nissa anyways. But, you know, we got Scapeshift in the format, and we have Azusa.
And Omnath, right?
And Omnath.
Probably Omnath is the one that I was just thinking is, like, that's more likely to have some kind of impact. If there's some kind of, you know, if you can go Omnath, fetch, play this, drop another land with the 0, isn't terrible.
Yeah.
Trigger Omnath for the 4th time, for the 3rd time.
Yeah. That's actually really cool. Yeah. I like that. I could see it definitely, you know, it may seem like a play of like 1 or 2 of in some decks.
I mean, it's honestly missing something like Life from the Loam, something that really gives you a lot of lands to work with.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, the plus can find a lot of lands, but what do you do with the, you know, if we're plussing and zeroing, we're not really getting any value here. We're just kind of putting some lands into play.
It's kind of ramp.
I think if the card sees play, it's going to be because the minus is pretty strong. Like, putting the oak token or whatever that is, like, it's not going to be the reason to play it, but, like, that part of the card is going to make it impactful enough, possibly.
Mm. Yeah, that's a pretty good ability.
Yeah, you just put everything in your yard and then grab them. The minus. Yeah, I could see that. So, yeah, one more card, and then I think we can...
Two more, I think. But one of them is more of a meme, I think.
Which one?
The blue one, the Triska... I don't remember. The 13 cards one.
Triska Decophile.
I wasn't going to talk about that one, because remember, I'm colorblind, but yes.
I mean, I think it's just more of a callback to Triska Decophobia, if I pronounced that correctly. And it's not really going to see any kind of play, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be like Thassa's Oracle. It's not as easy to combo off with, so.
No.
Definitely not. No.
But Join the Dance is the one you were looking for, right? The green-white put two tokens flashback?
Yeah, and the effect itself isn't that great. It's like, but the flashback is what I kind of wanted to focus on here, is that flashback is back.
Yeah.
And that kind of leads to, like, my next question here is, like, what other kinds of abilities do you think we might see, you know, in this, you know, not this format, but in this set? You know, will we get any other things back? What would you like to see in this set, you know, that we have? You know, we still have, what, 95% of the cards that have yet to be spoiled. So...
Well, do we want to talk about flashback first? Because I think that that is, in some ways, big news that, hey, flashback's in the set. You know, maybe people didn't expect that we would see flashback because it's been such a powerful mechanic traditionally.
Okay, well, yeah, then what kind of impact do you think flashback will have on the Pioneer format?
Can I be the negative Nancy? I'm going to say zero flashback cards will be playable in Pioneer.
Oof.
Straight up, I'm going to say zero. I'm very, very low on the ability for WotC to give us flashback cards that are going to be constructive playable, and it's something we've seen a few times going into the past where they bring back popular mechanics and then people are kind of like, wow, you didn't need to bring that back if this is how you're going to bring them back. Because it seems like, you know, they've seen this in limited before, they've seen this in constructed before, they know exactly the power level of putting flashback on a spell, and they're going to know not to put anything that's going to be broken. I think flashback is going to be a limited mechanic. It'll be fun and limited, and it won't jump over to Pioneer to Modern.
Yeah, I mean,
hopefully they can prove me wrong. You know, those are some interesting cards that are, you know, playable, nothing that's broken, hopefully, but something that's playable, that's something that's fun, that'll add to the format. But right now, I'm going to go ahead and being as negative, as pessimistic as possible. I get to be the negative Nancy of the show today and say that, no, nothing's going to be playable. Okay. No flashback cards.
What about you, Amit?
So I actually think Join the Dance is going to be playable right off the bat. And it's kind of funny because it just got like how the rates on like Lingering Souls compared to Join the Dance. It's like they toned it down significantly, right? You don't get flying tokens, the flashback cost is significantly higher. But I think flashback is just so strong that you don't need too much to make a card playable in the format. I do think that Join the Dance could see play because I do think that like Loxodon white decks are missing exactly something like this, maybe. But I think it's going to have more impact flashback in general. And like, on like the non-graveyard decks... Like, Phoenix doesn't need any more Graveyard Reliant cards. Neither does Rakdos, because you're already dead to a Resin Beast. So I think... And Pioneer is basically revolving around Graveyard Hate right now. So I do think that, like, the cards that are going to see play with Flashback are going to be the ones that slot into decks that don't traditionally use the yard.
Yes, yes. And that and like you said, it's giving those decks kind of more... I wouldn't say
staying power
game. Yeah, more staying power that they were missing before, but it doesn't really break the color wheel so much. Like white's had flashback before. We've had white green cards. Like there was the one that destroys enchantments. it wasn't like multicolored, mm-hmm. but you know, it was white and green with the flashback costume. You know, we've had like stuff like Ancient Grudge and stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I don't think we're going, I mean, we're not going to get any broken cards. I think we're going to get some useful cards. I think we're definitely going to get mm-hmm. a couple good flashback cards that'll slide into sideboards, and maybe we'll get like one or two that we'll see some play. Maybe not in the tier one decks, like the best decks, but like you said, you know, they're going to be in those other colors. It's going to kind of help them to like improve without breaking the color wheel too much.
Mm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I do would love to see, you know, it's a fun mechanic. I think it's a mechanic people liked. I've just been burned a few times, mm-hmm. so I'm going in with my expectations as low as possible. I'm expecting something more like when we saw Madness come back in the Innistrad, Shadows of Innistrad, mm-hmm. and there was just kind of nothing. You know, the best Madness card by far that was printed in that set was the one reprint that we saw.
Mm. Okay.
What was that?
That was Fire
Temper. Oh, Fire Temper, yeah. And even that's barely playable.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, yeah. So, yeah, Flashback is back. So let me go back to that first question then. Anything else you guys want to see other than Flashback? Ooh. Any other, like, you know, for example, past mechanics, abilities, you know, other things that we've seen in, like, Shadows of Innistrad or Innistrad before that you'd like to see show up again? Like, for example, I would like to see more flip cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, flip cards is a big one. I think that, you know, people really associate in the start with flip cards. Mm-hmm. They've been done a lot since, so I guess the question will be, if we see flip cards, are they going to be specifically werewolf flip mm-hmm. cards? Are we going to see other cool ones? That's probably a big question. I would be surprised not to see flip cards. So that would probably be what I'd like to see most, and I think that they could make fun, powerful, interesting flip cards still. Like, there's just infinite room to play with that mechanic.
Yeah, like we had Moon Mist before, which like flips all
right.
Werewolves always seemed like a cool card, and like, you know, we just never hit that critical mass of werewolves, so I'm definitely looking forward to a couple more flip cards in this.
Oh yeah, I'd love to see some shenanigans with flip cards. You know, that would be something that in Pioneer would be really interesting, is something that, you know, transforms a card without it being a, you know, actually, I guess those probably will not see play. We probably won't see something like a Moon Mist because the double-faced modal cards can't be transformed.
Yeah.
Like, if you tried to transform one, it wouldn't work, and that would probably confuse players. Mm-hmm. So I would think that they wouldn't try and have something like Moon Mist because people would think that they could just flip their card over, but that doesn't work. That's werewolves. Not the backside of a card.
That is hilarious.
Well, yeah, it's more that, you know, just the modal double face cards, they do not have a backside. Yeah. They have an alternate face. So transform would not work with them.
I just have pictures of, like, you know, FNM players trying to flip their, like, Songmet Dredgery, the land, into the spell. Huh. And mm-hmm. I like it. I think we should do it.
Yeah. Or, yeah, even things like, you know, the gods that had a something on the backside. Yeah, you would think you'd be able to transform those, but you can't.
So
we probably won't see that, but we probably will see some kind of... And I wouldn't mind seeing, you know, if they can do the werewolf flip cards. Mm-hmm. So the ones that are like, you know, you cast two, it flips. You don't cast any, it flips. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where I would go as far as... You know, so not a mechanic, but I think I've already mentioned it. I think the thing I most would like to see would be good tribal support in the set. Mm-hmm.
That which tribal? That's what I was going to ask you, because...
Well, there we go. I said it. Spirits. Spirits is a big one. Humans is a big one. Zombies is a big one. Vampires is a big one. And I want to see my poor werewolves get some love. So literally, if all five of those get good cards, this could be an awesome set for Pioneer. So, like, the in Shadows of Innistrad block was not a very high-powered block, but... surprisingly did give a number of things to Pioneer just because of some of these interesting tribal strategies it supports, from the graveyard strategies it supports.
Humans.
You know, had a few nice little bombs from in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Midnight Hunt, like you said, is going to be, what do you call?
Werewolves focused?
Right? Werewolves.
Should be werewolf focused. Yes. Werewolves. Well, so this is, yeah.
I don't think they're going to go with all of them, though. I think that's too much. I think that we'll see, like, humans, werewolves, and maybe zombies and some vampires. We'll just see four here. And I think the next one will be like the other tribes. Like, maybe we'll see spirits and, I don't know, horrors, vampires? Or I mean, something like that.
I think the next one is supposed to be vampires focused, so I'm not expecting anything good for vampires. I mean, well, that's right. You probably get one Crimson or two vampires out. Cards in this set, maybe. But
yeah.
But more of like, just to give you like the distinction between, oh, this is not the focus of the set. Like, these all of the other things are.
We probably won't get a Olivia Volodarin reprint, would we?
Oh, I'm...
So, yeah, from what I've heard, she's supposed to be marrying Sorin in Crimson Vow. That's what the, you know, the Crimson Vow is, the marriage between the Voldarians and Sorin, or something like that.
Markov.
Didn't he create them, though?
Yeah, weird. And she like abandoned him. Like, you know, she found him when he was held in the stone, watching Emrakul destroy the plane or something like that. So that'll be interesting story wise. I haven't kept up too much Vorthos wise, but I know that right now they probably hate each other. Okay. We'll see how and why exactly they decide to, you know, join their. It's probably going to be, you know, kind of marriage of power sort of thing. But we'll see where that goes.
If you guys care about that sort of thing, I mean, I do. It's just like,
yeah,
it's not free anymore. It's just like whatever.
I'd just like to mention, while we're talking about Olivia Voldarin, I would pay good money to get Falcon Ruff Aristocrat in the format.
Yes!
Just because that card is so damn cool.
You guys want to talk about that next? Do you want to talk about like what cards you'd like to see reprinted?
I want
to
talk about mechanics. I just want to mention...
Yeah, like, let's keep on mechanics for now.
So, first of all, I would like not to get Miracles back.
Yes, no miracles.
No miracles, okay.
That one was rough,
that one's
yeah.
off the board. Cool.
So many missed triggers for me.
it's also, like, this is so much variance in med. Like, no, I don't like it at least. But I would love to see Undying.
Yeah.
Introduced to...
Ooh.
It's not introduced... Is Undying in Pioneer? I don't think it is, right?
No, it's not at all. No, it's not at all.
Yeah.
So
because we do have Devoted Druid. Or no, we have the other half of that. We have the one from Amonkhet.
The Embalm?
The other half of the Devoted Druid combo.
Vizier of Remedies. But no,
Vizier
that's Persist.
Vizier of Remedies, yeah.
But that's Persist. That's not
that's
Undying.
More Persist. Okay, that's true. That's true.
Because Vizier stops -1/-1, and Undying gives the +1/+1.
Yeah, so we don't have many ways I think that would go infinite with Undying cards right now.
And it's just a really
I'm sure we do. You know, yeah.
You think?
We've got Solemnity. We could do that always. Hmm. Solemnity.
Huh.
Okay. Interesting.
Nice.
Color me interested. If you have Solemnity, does that stop Book of Righteous Deeds from putting... Never mind.
It might not, actually. I'm going to quick Google that, because that's exactly the kind of thing I'd love to know. You keep talking.
Okay. Yeah, that's a Kevin's Corner case, registered trademark. Yeah.
So Undying is great, because I also think we need some support for aggro. And Undying is a great aggressive mechanic, usually. It doesn't really go very well on like 5 drops, but on your 2 drop, when it comes back bigger, that's really nice. And... that's kind of, like, Convoke is something I really want to see, because we do have a green white token maker card, and that could be really sweet if we get some more Convoke cards. I kind of love the mechanic, and I don't know why, because I was never really a green white player, but I enjoy it.
It's also been not very good at least twice, unfortunately.
I mean, I also played a too good effect when we got Eldraine, because I was playing Green White Adventures, and I was like, with Loxodon, Venerated Loxodon, and March of the Multitudes. So I tapped my fair share of creatures to generate more mana. So
I just mean we've got Convoke in 2 different sets in Pioneer, and maybe there's one card that sees play.
Yeah, I don't think there's any.
I don't think Stoke the Flames has seen play in a long time.
So before we jump into like other mechanics we'd like to see, I mean, is there any other themes or anything else you'd like to see in, you know, made, you know, in Midnight Vow or Crimson?
So, well, can I answer the question about Book of Exalted Deeds?
Yeah.
So if you have Solemnity in play, Book of Exalted Deeds would not put the counter on the creature, but it would still gain the effect. the counter doesn't actually do anything from Book. It's just there to serve as a reminder. Oh. So it would still become a Platinum Angel. It just wouldn't have the fancy counter on it.
Okay.
That's perfect. Right, what do you think about curses? Because that's not a theme I really thought about until I looked up the cards. I was like, oh, this did something.
I would not mind having some curses back.
I would love some curses. That's always fun.
Didn't we get, like, some curses? Didn't we get...
We've gotten a couple in the format. Let me quick...
Like the one from Amiket. Was that a curse? The scarab thing? No? Maybe that wasn't a curse.
Oh, there might be one or two. They made some more, right?
All right, before I hit enter, over, under, 3.5?
Under.
Under, yeah.
All right, I think you're probably right. Ooh, wait.
Enchantments.
There are four.
What? Four!
No, there's 5.5, okay. Actually. There's 5, and there's one card that flips into a curse.
There's actually curses?
Yes, or a curse.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, I only thought of the scarab.
I knew there was a few. I was gonna...
I'm kind of spooked out with you saying 3.5, and it was like 4. Like, that was a really good number.
Well,
I would like...
Usually when you say over-under, you want to give a 0.5, because if it was 3 exactly, and I'd said 3 over-under, and you guys said over, and it was 3, you know... Yeah.
No, but I would probably put it like, I don't know, like, that was really on point. Well done.
So if we get like a Curse of the Death's Hold, which I think is like -1/-1 to all of opponent's creatures, would something like that, would those types of cards you play in Yorion?
It could simply...
Depends on the mana cost.
I mean, it depends on what they... Like, for example, that curse probably beats Arcanist on its own, other than Kroxa. Like, that could be a good sideboard card for some matchups. I think it's more about the role they play, and less about, like, would you play them in Yorion? Because they don't really have ETB effects usually, right? It's just something ongoing.
Not usually.
But, like, I wonder if...
Okay. Go ahead. I was gonna say I was only saying Yorion because if I would have said, "What about a Starfield of Nyx deck?" Kevin would have rolled his eyes. And...
Yeah. Wait. Have you ever as long as you're talking about Arcanist, have you ever cast the backside of Redain against an Arcanist deck? The one that makes everything deal one less damage. I've had my opponent have like 40 elemental tokens, but they just don't do anything.
Love Redain.
I think it happened to me. Like, I was in the Arcanist side. That was horrible.
Perfect.
The Redain flip side is low-key so good.
It can be, yeah.
Yeah, in some aggressive matchups.
Yeah, was there anything else you wanted to say, Emmett?
It's,
about themes?
So, I don't think we're going to get them, but I would love to see Exalted and Explore cards. Just because these are really cool mechanics. Explore could actually be on theme because it puts cards in the yard. But yeah, I just want to see more of these cards. That's it.
Okay. So like I
wouldn't mind Morbid. Morbid's a pretty good mechanic. Morbid's a good one. Bring back.
Wouldn't mind seeing that back. I don't think we're gonna see Clues or no Thraben Inspector. I don't think we'll see that again. What are the other ones that they had in there? I'm trying to think, what are the other
What are some mechanics from the previous Innistrads that we
We talked about Morbid already. Oh, the one with the was it Dark Ascension? You get like more tokens or something.
Faithful Hour.
Yeah, we're not going to see that.
Yeah, that's not very interesting. That was
such
a forgettable mechanic.
Yeah. So, one more thing I would like to see theme wise, we're going to be getting a lot of, if we do get a lot of tribal support, I would like to see more anti-tribal cards. So like before in the past, we had like the zombie infestation, I think it's called, or something, where it destroys all humans and then you can like return all zombies to the battlefield. It was like about 5 or 6 mana sorcery, I think. I would like to see more like targeted hate like that. Like, less graveyard hate, because I feel like we have a lot of graveyard hate already, but, like, more targeted hate. You know, something to get rid of all vampires or all zombies.
Personally, I just don't really like targeted hate. I mean, if you look at Pioneer sideboards right now, it's a bunch of Disputes, Aether Gusts, Devout Decrees. Like, it kind of makes it boring, I think, but it's just me.
Yeah, something that destroys all zombies. Like we had like the, what was it? The Victim of the Nights that destroys any non-werewolf, vampire, I forgot, something,
or
creature.
Spirits, maybe, I don't remember. No, it probably destroys spheres.
But like I want to see something for that in white. Like white gets a 2 mana instant that destroys any of those like really nasty things. Yeah. Anyway, sorry. I'd like to see hate cards.
Like,
hey, I wouldn't mind a white sweeper that actually competes with the black sweepers. That would be nice.
You know what could be sweet? Let me look up that card. There's a card called Sunbeam, I think, right? I only now realize.
Is that the 3 damage one?
I think it is.
1 mana?
And I can think about this because I recently saw this in D&D. You know? Oh, it's Sunlands. Sunlands. Because I recently heard about like Sunbeam in D&D, where it's like, it deals damage, but it also destroys zombies and stuff like this. So that could be really sweet. Mm-hmm. And we are looking, like, Sunlands would be great for White and Pioneer. Mm-hmm. Just a 1 mana removal spell that's not too strong and it's doesn't not require you. Yeah,
I could see that.
Mm-hmm. That could be great.
Nice.
Black and or white. Are we talking wishful reprints already? Or?
Let's move in reprints. Is that okay with you guys?
It's just as far as if we were talking about things that we'd like to see back. We talk reprints and then I'll kind of. You know, it's not quite a reprint, but I'm interested to know what characters you would like to see new cards for.
Okay.
Maybe that's a question for after reprints. Okay.
Yeah, let's jump in reprint first then, you know, because there's tons of cards we want to talk about here. So yeah, this could be from like Shadows of Innistrad or, you know, the original Innistrad block. What cards would you guys like to see reprinted? But either as like a functional reprint or as like a straight reprint.
I would like to see Thalia, the good one.
Yeah.
Because aggro help and white needs help, and it's not okay that we have Archon of Emeria and Luminarch Aspirant and still white isn't very good, although Bant Company just won a challenge today. So yeah.
I don't think she's too overpowered for Pioneer, to be honest.
No. I think
I don't think she would be.
Yeah,
she's like, legendary, so like you're not gonna be playing 4 of her.
Mm-hmm. And everyone's playing cheap removals, and some decks don't even care about paying 1 more, or don't even run like a lot of instant and sorceries. It's gonna be bad for Phoenix, but I'm okay with that. It's gonna be bad for
the combo decks in general, right? Like, even like Omnath, you know, that's playing like a lot of those early spells to kind of ramp up or whatever.
It's like a creature you can play on too, and it actually keeps you up with the really strong 4 or 5 mana threats because they now cost more, and we don't really have that.
Yeah, I like it. Totally agree.
And I said,
I've got a nice wishful one here. Yeah. Geist of St. Trac.
I thought you were going to say Jobsville Captain. I thought you were going to say Jobsville Captain, but like, no. Please, no.
Oh, no. That's so... There are limits to what would be fair for some of those tribal decks. Yeah. That would be a little bit
A little bit crazy. It would be insane, I think. But yeah, Geist is sweet.
Yeah, that gives spirit support without being like totally broken with like Drogskull Captain. Mm-hmm. That gives everything plus and plus one and Hexproof. I think I was talking to Emmett before and you're like, don't print that.
Yeah. That and Miracles are on my no-no list.
Yeah, it does not need another, it doesn't need another Lord. It's got, like, almost 2.5 already, right?
And it's such an insane Lord. Like, giving Hexproof to everything, oh my god.
Yeah.
Company hitting 2 Drogskulls is just, please no.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, hey, I go to, what's the 4 mana, destroy all creatures thing? I forgot, but they're like, oh, no, Spellqueller, you're dead.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. No, please do not make that. However, speaking of board wipes, I want to see Blasphemous Act back.
Me too.
It's like 9 mana, right? But it's like 1 mana easier to cast for each creature your opponent controls or each creature on the battlefield.
Each creature in play.
It's
creature in play.
What do you think? I know it's an EDH card, but I don't think it'd be too powerful.
EDH card? I just want to play this with Boris Reckoner.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. I just want a meme with it.
It's not a meme. It was a real thing. I want to try it again.
And there's 2 effects that have that now. There's like the other Boros guy that does damage equal to universe damage dealt to it as well. So you get like...
Yeah.
Boros Bash.
It's a meme because I've registered that in a modern tournament at one point. Or I think it was like an EDH, but...
But what do you guys think? Not too powerful? Not overpowered?
That seems fair.
Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, I don't think anyone's gonna play it in like a fairway, which is maybe an argument for not printing it. But I would love to see it. And if we're talking about that combo, I would like to see Harvest Spire.
What's that again?
That's like a 2-mana instant in red that you exile any number of cards from your yard and it deals that amount of damage to target creature.
Oh, okay.
I just want my Doomblades in red, really.
Nice, nice. That's not bad.
That could be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you know, that's an interesting take because it's rare that red gets ways to take care of big, big things because they don't want it to be the same as destroy target creature. You know, they don't, they want to keep that distinct.
Yeah.
Something like that is a nice way to be able to find that overlap. That's cool. That's a cool suggestion.
If we're talking about flashback cards from the old sets, which card do you think has the best chance of getting reprinted?
You mean with flashback?
Yeah, with flashback. I mean, Lingering Souls, I would love to see...
So I want a Lingering Souls too, but look at Join the Dance. There's no way they're printing that and Lingering Souls in the same set because the rates... They're saying Lingering Souls was a mistake. This was way too efficient.
What about Battle Screech? Can we get that one?
What?
What's that?
Oh,
that's the one you make two white birds and then you can tap three white creatures to make two more white birds. Well, so the flashback cost is tap three. I don't tap white creatures you control, but you can use the ones you just made.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't think that's unreasonable.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be bad to see more of those alternative flashback costs, not just straight mana, but just kind of that. I think that would be a good way to kind of limit the flashback effect.
There are some absurd flashback cards. I'm just going through the list.
Can we get Cabal Therapy, please?
Yeah, I was like, you know, we think about how good the Spirit Maker is, but yeah, it's like Cabal Therapy. No, Dread Return. How about not that? Let's not get Faithless Looting. These seem like
Deep Analysis.
I play some Deep Analysis. Though. Yeah. Oh my god.
I was about to say the same thing. Deep Analysis is sweet.
So I was going to say, if they reprint any of the flashback cards, I would love to see Unburial Rites.
Yeah, it's on my list too.
It does not seem too overpowered. It's like, 5 mana and 4 mana?
Yeah.
But, you know, it was an entire archetype back in the day. You know, rites. We had Angel Rites. We had, Zombie Rites. I can't even remember what we had. But I love the archetype. I think we have enough graveyard hate that... They could deal with it easily. I don't think we're going to be cheating. I mean, it's 4 mana, 5 mana. That's slow enough, I think.
So if you're wishing...
Yeah, we haven't even talked about Snapcaster Mage.
Oh, please.
There's just no chance.
Yeah, crazy powerful.
Oh, Lava Dart would be sweet.
That was another one. I was like, oh man, all the ones with the alternate flashback costs. Pretty cool cards. Hopefully we get some more of those. I'm still going to say nothing.
Okay. Wait, Brian, so if you're wishing for Unburied Rites, I can't wish for Grizzlebrand, right?
No.
No. No.
Yeah.
Because I would like... I mean, again, I don't think Grizzlebrand would do anything good for the format, but I'm curious. I want to see what happens.
You have a lot of like big cards that aren't seeing any play, and I think those types of cards, you know, the 7, 8, 9 mana cards, whatever, you know, that we've had, they are made for archetypes like Unburial Rites. So I think that would totally add an entirely different dimension, I guess you could say, of gameplay to the Pioneer format.
Honestly, I'd like to see Travel Preparation. That could be really sweet.
What's that again?
It puts counters, like a 1/1 counter on up to 2 creatures, and then it has flashback for 2. It's like this kind of card that's never going to break the format, but this could be pretty sweet. This scales up pretty fast, I think.
Who is next? Who gets more reprints?
I got distracted. Yeah. You was talking about Harvest. I typed in Harvest. Okay, over under 25.5 cards that have the word harvest in their name.
Over?
I'll say under, just for the sake of it.
All right, there's 40.
Wow.
That's quite a lot.
I'm completely off topic. Sorry, guys. It's been a long day.
But But yeah, who's next? Who else? I just talked about Unburial Rites, and I think we kind of covered Flashback in general then. So any other non-Flashback cards you'd like to see reprinted?
I'd like to see Cavern of Souls.
Yes.
Ooh, that would be a great one.
Yeah.
We need that
card. It's not even, like, I don't even want the uncounterable ability, even though that would be nice. I think, unless it might break something, but, I mean, Cavern on Dragons for Niv-Mizzet gives me nightmares, but other than that, I think it's going to be, like, creature decks needs better mana. Tribal decks needs more support. Please just give us something to do that with. I don't care if it's uncounterable or not, just
something to fix. Well, we have unclaimed territory, right?
But one,
yeah,
but like, one is not enough, I think. Or at least one without the other fast ends, which would be my other part of the wish list. But it's very boring. Mm. Like, that's just not enough.
Like, Modern has, twelve different multicolor effects for tribal cards, right?
What one?
Modern Humans.
Oh, they like, have Ziggurat.
Yeah, because they've got Ziggurat, Unclaimed Territory, and Cavern. Yeah.
Did they have more? I'll look it up for a second. Yeah.
They might have another.
So instead of Cavern of Souls, we get like...
Right, so how has no one mentioned the card that I think everyone most asks for a reprint is Huntmaster of the Fells?
Well, I was going to say that next, actually, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Gotta call that card out, you know. Perfect little werewolf human. I don't know if it would see play. It's a little bit fair. Mm-hmm. You know, it has been seeing play in Modern, certainly. Jund has gone a long way in power level since that card was seeing play in Modern.
Still really good.
But it's just a card that people would love to see again.
Life gain or creature? Was there life gain and creature on one side, right? And then damage on the other side?
Yeah, so when it enters, it makes a 2-2 and you gain 2. Mm-hmm. When it flips, you deal 2 to a creature and
2 to its controller.
Their controller. Yeah,
so good.
I actually think... Like, I thought about that card and was like, I don't want this card because the only thing it's going to do is going to make Niv better versus creature decks. Like, please stop.
Yes, it will.
Claudio's like, yes.
Not that it's going to replace Omnath, right? But still, please no.
But every time you try and play aggro, you're going to go and your opponent's going to have turn 4 Huntmaster, turn 5. No, let's say turn 3 Huntmaster, turn 4 Tulsimir. And then just
it's a wolf like too. Okay, yeah.
I like it.
Well, it's not a wolf, but the token is.
So, yeah, but so you need to go Tulsimir into Huntmaster, right? And then get the fight.
Wait, so you play Huntmaster on 3. Your opponent doesn't play anything, so it flips. And then you play... Bring to Light for Tulsimir. Yeah, so that's two spells, so you get the flip back.
Okay, yes. Please don't bring back Master of Defense.
Oh, no.
I'm going to have
I do have some other ones looking at other sets from this plane. So what do you guys feel about Craterhoof Behemoth?
I think no. I'm going to say no. I think Ramp, I'm already kind of scared of with Mono Green and stuff like that, and I don't want it like getting +20/+20 plus Trample and Haste, so...
So it
wasn't behind that pushed card. Yeah, go ahead. Akros.
Yeah, I have it on my list, but again, in more in the way of let's throw some chaos in the format, not because I think it's going to do anything good for anyone, just for the heck of
That's
it.
That's fair. There are some decks like Elves that have always kind of wished they had at least something. You know, maybe if we saw I would love to see a reimagining of Craterhoof Behemoth. So it doesn't have to be exactly that card, but something that does do that kind of effect as a payoff for that.
Right? There's the boar and the end runner just, maze thing.
The boar doesn't have... So the boar's, and the end ray...
Also the green card.
And then there's the other one that's like 10 mana that... Yeah. But it doesn't... It's not an enter the battlefield.
It's on cast, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I want something in between Craterhoof and the boar razor or whatever. Okay. Whatever it's called.
Ooh. Here's another good one. I was just looking kind of by price, and there's a $35 rare that is a much-loved card and would be interesting in Pioneer, not competitive, but fun to have in the format, would be Exquisite Blood. We've got a lot of other ways to do the other half of the combo. So Exquisite Blood is one whenever opponent loses life, you gain that much life.
Oh.
We've got a few ways to do whenever you gain life, your opponent loses life.
Yeah.
And it would be cool to have that combo as an option. I don't think it would be very good as a 5-man enchantment, but that's a much-loved card, and it's kind of unique in that that's really the only way to get this side of that combo. And there's a bunch of ways. You know, we've got Vito. Mm-hmm. We've got
I like Vito.
Some different ways to do the other side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I like it.
I'd like to see Gravecrawler back.
Probably unlikely, but that'd be cool.
If you have a zombie, you can bring stuff back. So,
I think it's I think it's a bit redundant with the other one drops, which is why maybe I guess they don't think about Pioneer. So maybe, but like in addition to that, Geralt's Messenger would be
sweet. Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm not even sure it's gonna see play with Triple Black, but I just have a lot of fond memories from the card. So
Messenger Solemnity just keeps sacking it and two damage.
Yagmoth combo in Pioneer, let's go. another one I would love to see is Garruk Relentless. I mean, I don't think we're gonna get the exact same card, but that Planeswalker is cool.
I feel like I'd rather see a new playable Arlen.
That's a really good one too.
And Sorin, we're gonna see a Sorin, right? It's gonna be a Sorin. It's gonna be
in the next one, right? Arlen. Not in this one.
Yeah, Sorin should be in Crimson. Yeah. Though.
But like in this block, I meant.
Mm-hmm.
I think we said already, like Falconwrath Aristocrat. Maybe that'd be a nice reprint for Crimson Vow. Especially if you get like an Olivia, and it's gonna be like a red, black vampire type thing.
I got one last one maybe. I
wanted to talk about Bloodline Keeper as well, but I guess that'll be next set.
How about Delver?
Yeah, I mean they kind of finished it though, right? Like they had the the Insectile.
Yeah, I think I'd rather see where they go with Delver next because they had, you know, they'd done Delver and then they kind of continued its story. I'm interested if they come back to it with a new kind of reference to it.
Nice. Ooh. Yeah.
I got one more. Restoration Angel.
With Geist.
Would love Restoration Angel. I don't think we can really bust the ETB effects like we could back in the day. What do you guys think? And we got Yorion already, but it's just like a faster Yorion.
That's what I hate about this. Is that it's such a better way than Charming Prince to combo with Yorion, just go like sort of infinite. And I hate it, but I like it. So, you know.
Non-legendary Resto effect, maybe?
That could be cool, yeah. Because Resto has a non-angel clause, right?
Yeah.
Just
add a functional reprint. I think a lot of these cards that were busted in the original set could actually be done well with a functional reprint, and I would not mind seeing some of these cards we talked about today with a little bit of a drawback.
Yeah, me too.
Kevin, what do you think?
It's funny because I think we got a bunch of them with drawbacks. Like we got the Glorious Protector as sort of a Restoration Angel. We got Imastrum Predator as a kind of Falconwrath Aristocrats.
Yeah.
We got Archon and Redain as Thalia. It's like a bunch of these cards, they were like, this was a good idea, but we need to tweak some stuff. And none of them.
Yeah, that's going to be really interesting. You know, I was just mentioning one where it's like, you know, with Delver, we're probably not going to get Delver, and we've kind of already seen Delver's story. I wonder where they go from here. And that's kind of a good move into where I was saying is like, what are some of the either themes or like actually the characters, you know, like would we see a new Thalia or Talia? I'm not sure if it's that pronunciation. Would we see some of those cards reimagined in the new set and what we might like to see from them? Like, I'd love to see where they go with Talia. I'd love to see where they go with Arlen Cord. I want to see where they go with Olivia once that set gets to it, with Sorin. Definitely some interesting ones. And I know what big thing a lot of people have been asking for that people will probably be very disappointed they don't see is like the Black White Angel. So originally, you know, there was five kind of angels on Innistrad, or four, and then Avacyn. So there was like a blue white one, a green white one, a red white one, and we never saw the black white one. So she like died or something. I don't know exactly, but I think that people have been asking for it. We should see that in this set somewhere, in one of these two sets.
Yeah, Avacyn's gone, right? Yeah, Avacyn's gone.
Avacyn's gone, and I think Bruna and Gisela are also gone. Which I'm sad. I love red white angels. I would have loved to see a nice big powerful red white angel, but we probably won't see that if we don't have Gisela.
I'd love to see a good Sigarda this time though. Sigarda has been kind of unplayable.
Yeah, Sigarda's the one that lived, so we'll see what Sigarda can do.
The original Sigarda was good. And she's playing like EDH. The one that we had in Shadows of Innistrad, I didn't like. So sorry, Emmett, what were you gonna say?
No, I really don't know about flavor and like characters. I don't really connect all of these things to like a set. So,
oh yeah.
I mean, Geralf? I don't know.
Yeah.
I just take cool cards, please.
I would like to see more stuff. I mean, I guess this kind of goes back to like the themes. I like to see more horror cards. You know, like we had that thing in the ice, which is like, you know, it bounces all non-horror cards, I believe, when it flips.
No. Oh, yeah, you're right. Actually, you're right. Yeah. Non-horror cards.
So something like that. Or even like the Ludvig. Like you had like Ludvig's test subject, I remember. It was like a 13-13 blue card. It was kind of garbage. But, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing more like the blue zombie, you know, kind of story. Rooftop Storm was another really cool card, I thought, you know, that had like... And made zombies like 2 mana less to cast or something like that.
Yeah, so Ludvig, Gisa, Geralf, those are kind of all of the, you know, mad scientists, zombie makers. We should see something there.
I'd love to see more of that stuff.
Hmm. Yeah, we could see a new Gitrog monster. That'd be cool.
Nice.
That seems unlikely. Yeah. But
people love the Gitrog monster.
I know people love that card and just that that character.
Some Uvenwald stuff as well. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing a little bit of... what's it called? Delirium back or Delirium Enablers?
Yeah, I know less about the werewolf clans. I know there's like 2 or 3 clans or something like that. And I don't know too much about the lore there, but maybe we'll see whatever's important there. I don't know what that's going to look like, but you'd expect to see more of those in Midnight Hunt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you guys, so this was like a one, if you don't mind, I guess we're getting kind of long here. I didn't think we were going to talk this long about this.
Yeah.
But if you guys don't mind me asking one final question before we wrap this up today. So we got Flashback back. And I was wondering what other kind of mechanics from non-Pioneer legal sets or sets that you think maybe didn't have enough mechanics in that are in Pioneer right now, which mechanics would you like to see back again? You know, if not in, you know, this set, but like in the next set or in the next few sets.
And I think we covered a bit of that. You know, we were saying some of the ones that were just like, oh, we'd love to see, you know, whatever the one that they come back with.
We talked about Undying. How about Persist?
Yeah, I would love to see Persist. And as I said before, I think Explore and Exalted are really sweet. And one last, like, I have a couple more here, which is like Morph. People love Morph. We don't have any of this in Pioneer. Could be sweet. And I kind of want Cycling to be broken because we have Xenoflare and stuff. Ooh. But just because I love these kind of unfair decks. Not because I think it's going to do anyone good.
Morph, we...
Totally random. Give us more energy cards. Yeah. I've been playing an energy deck recently. Well, I wouldn't hate a little more injection of power.
We're going back to Kaladesh in the future, so I think we'll get that. Oh.
Eventually.
Yeah, Morph... Yeah, I mean, more if we had it like what Khan's block or something like that. But yeah, I think we're always kind of lacking. That's another one of things we need to fill out.
Oh, we do have Morph in Pioneer, just not playable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We've got Morph.
It's not enough.
Morph, Metamorph, Megamorph.
Megamorph,
I'd like to see Devour. I think this is an Alara thing from like the Jund thing where it's like you something enters and it can eat a whole bunch. Like something like that with like Jund Sacrifice would be like a really cool card.
You have Bond too.
Eat your field. What'd you say?
You have Bantu.
We got Bantu.
Bantu does. It's the black god from Amunke? From somewhere. I don't remember where. And they had like the...
Oh, yeah. The 5-mana one. Yeah. Okay.
If you want to go crazy with Mayhem Devil.
Yeah, but I'd like to see like just in general like that effect. You know, that mechanic. Hellbent is another one I really liked. So everyone's always about, you know, having like so much card advantage. And Hellbent's like, you have no cards in your hand, and you get something awesome. I'd like to, you know, how could I say, award or reward people for not having cards in their hand. Mm-hmm. So that's something I'd like to see back.
All right. I mean, if you got anything more, I was going to say I've got about as much as I've got.
Go ahead if you got some.
No, I'm saying I'm done.
You're done? Yeah.
It's all you if you got
Well, I had one more. I want Battlecry back. So I think this was like Mirrodin. And I feel like we've been talking about how white kind of needs some better aggressive cards and stuff. We had like forgot, was it Hero Bladehold or something like that?
Yes.
That would like plus one, plus zero when you attack, along with putting like a token into play. I'd love to see more effects like that, especially with like if we're shifting the power level of the colors, like black and red might have been more powerful before. I'd like to see white maybe and green get a little bit more powerful.
So like Battlecry maybe?
Yeah, so I said Battlecry. Yeah, I'd like to see Battlecry.
Yeah, that would be a cool one. Honestly, that's actually, I haven't even thought about it, but it's been in the back of my head for a while, is that go-wide strategies are not very much a thing in Pioneer.
Yeah. Although I did,
maybe they need some help.
I did play against Goblins today.
Yes.
I mean, they lost super fast, but I played against Goblins today.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Somebody help that poor Goblins player print some Battlecry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But could be a good card. Any other things you think you'd like to see, Emmett, before we wrap this up?
No.
Nope, let's all go back to sleep then. Yeah. Yeah. All right, guys. That's probably going to bring us the show here. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed listening. This was a little bit off the cuff episode. We're all a little bit out of it. But if you enjoy this kind of content, if you enjoy our regular content, the more competitive stuff, whatever it is you enjoy, if you want to be knowing about Pioneer, the best place to do that is by following us on Twitter at MTG Pioneer. You can also find us now. You can find a link to our Discord. You can also find us on what is the website for
the
give a shout out to our guy,
the Untapped Open League,
something like that.
Yes, yeah. So. We've been on.
We just got another people hosting us, so we're giving them a shout out. Why don't you go ahead with your socials?
Yes, so you guys can find me on Twitter at Yoschwenky, Yoschwenky. But yeah, also, I don't know if Kevin said it, but check out the links to our Discord as well afterwards. Come in and join the discussion. Let us know what you thought about the topic. And Amit, how about you? Anything you want to shout out or promote?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and on Twitch. I stream, I write about Magic, I talk about Magic and other stuff at EkerosMTG, that is EkerosMTG. And yeah, I'm glad to be here. That was awesome.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I know it's bad timing, but...
Oh, it's good, it's good. I'm happy to do this.
Nice.
All right, that's going to bring us to the end of our show. Thank you guys so much for listening. We are the First Pioneers Podcast, the one and only podcast all about the Pioneer format, and we keep our listeners up to date with what is new, interesting, and powerful in the world of Pioneer. Signing off.